Easy Magic, DSTV Channel 162, and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Scrubbing, scrubbing, scrubbing till the dirt was gone. Woo! Is how I did the dishes till you came along.
Wow.
Now that you are here, sing a different song. Sparkle, 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 dishes all day long. Sparkle, 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 dishes all day long. Sparkle, 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 dishes all day long.
Sparkle with Boom Sparkle Plus Dishwashing Liquid.
Good afternoon. It's 13 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the news headlines.
With the news headlines, my name is Kalung Gamape. The ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, has welcomed government's decision to allow eligible mining companies to pay taxes and royalties using the Chinese yuan. The Patriotic Front on the Copper Belt has criticized the Drug Enforcement Commission for what it describes as selective application of the law. Royal Air Force Typhoon jets have joined French aircraft in a joint strike on an underground arms cache in Syria used by the Islamic State group IS. Those are the headlines.
Doing your laundry has never been this much fun or this smart. Introducing the Aloha 1.5 kg refill pack, designed to fill your bucket and save you big. Same powerful clean, now with more value. Grab your 1.5 kg refill, top it up, and keep the fresh going. Aloha, say hello to fresh.
Up your day. Greatness is everywhere. It's in the places you go, the people you meet, the things you do. Introducing Shaka Soft Drinks, a unique, refreshing drink that celebrates greatness. Shaka. Celebrate greatness. Imagine you have exactly 5 minutes to make a full meal. You have to defreeze the food, boil it, spice it, fry it, burn most of it, and finally lose your appetite 30 minutes later. Or simply grab a pack of Bento instant noodles for a full meal in no time. Make effortless meals with new Bento instant noodles. Bento instant noodles. Good, better, Bento.
good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to the Christian Hour. You know what time it is, you know what day it is. Today is Sunday, 13:06, the time that we have this program called the Christian Hour. Now, on this show, we get to discuss about, you know, a Christian life, how you can incorporate your Christian life in your workspace, business, relationship, marriage. But today we'll have an interesting topic, and I'll open the lines and you'll be able to come through and give us your contributions. The topic is how to keep the fire or desire for God burning throughout this year. You know, I've noticed that even me, I was actually a victim before I knew these things. When a year begins, we have these resolutions, right? We have these plans, 2026. I'm going to be serious with the things of God. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do ABCD. Well, those things are very good. They're important. But we must understand that that excitement must be backed up by certain things, by disciplines that will help us be sustained for that longer period of time. So I'll open the lines and get to hear your views. There are some that have been Christian for quite some time, and they know what they've been doing that has been keeping them, you know, on fire, that has been sustaining them. We have I'm glad yesterday we there is a man of God, there was a I think a reverend or a bishop. They called in. We had a lot of people calling in yesterday, and they were commenting. Yeah, hopefully today you'll be able to come through so that we hear your contribution on how you have managed to stand all this while, right? Of course, the grace of God helps you, but we must understand that there are things that you must do as a man or a lady that will keep you closer to God throughout the entire, because we have challenges. You know, we have things that can come, you know, today cannot be like tomorrow. There are days where you feel like, it's just me and the Lord, it's just me. You know, there are days where you feel like, I have to go to church, you know. But despite all these things, some of us have stood for that long. Some of us have been Christians for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. Without, you know, going left or right. Things have come. Temptations have come, have presented themselves to you. But up to date, you are still standing strong. Up to date, you are still following in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'll open the lines, and then you'll be able to call in and give us your contribution so that we can learn from you as well, and we can apply those things. Yes, my name is Kayombo. Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Kayombo. The show is The Christian Hour. Yes, it comes every Saturday, every Sunday. Comes every Sunday at 13:05. Every Sunday we have this program. So I'm sure those that have been tuning in for quite some time have been tuning in, and you know, we've been having this program. Now, let's get to it. So, we'll first read from the book of Peter. Remember, it's not a preaching session. I'm not preaching. I'm just sharing. I like talking about